You're back in the press box with Clay Baker and Ed Graney. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at ESPN Las Vegas and call the show 702-364-1100.
J.R. Starkus at 918. He's already setting up. Please be joined now, though. We're going to keep going with this runner rubble Hey Reb situation. He played basketball at UNLV 1986-87, set the NCAA record for assists in a season, 406 in 38 games, went on with the Golden State Warriors and the Mavericks. It's Mark Wade. How are you, Mark?
Doing pretty good, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good, thank you.
Well, let's get to it. As you watched from afar as the Hey Reb statue came down, and now you've heard this, I'm sure, many, many times during the years that the roots of the Rebels nickname, the roots of early on with the Confederacy helmet and all that, people wanted this change to begin with. So, first of all, tell us when you were, you know, did you hear this? Were you one of those who wanted this change? Like, what did you think about people's opinions about where this nickname and logo originally came from?
Well, the funny part is, Clay, is I've literally over the last 24 to 48 or 30 hours had to do my research. I think as a player, you're really focused on going to school and playing basketball, so you never fully invest in the things that are around you. They're just ancillary things that you just don't even deal with. So the last day and a half, I've really gone back and researched and delved into the start of Hey Reb and even going back to the start of Southern Nevada University. And so it's been an education for me personally.
And like the name of the Rebels, it brings up a lot of positive connotations in a strange way for those who lived in Las Vegas during that time period that I don't think any of them had any real inclination of how damaging it could be like 30 years down the road. I mean, it take us back to like when you were first getting recruited by the Rebels. I'm sure that name didn't really come into play of a Confederate past when you were coming into the school in 1985.
It didn't. I think as a player, you know, especially for me in the way I play, you know, I look at it as, you know, James Dean or Rebel without a cause. I think I've always played with a chip on my shoulder. And so for me, you took the Running Rebels when you watched them play prior to me coming, the intensity with which they played with, how hard they fought, the level of play that they showed on the court, those are the things that, to me, Rebel, I identified as a Rebel and not the Confederacy. And like I said, this has been an education for me that I've learned some things that, you know, with today's climate and where I stand as a man, Hey Reb is definitely something that is too closely resembles the Mississippi mascot. Mm-hmm. But the name Rebel, as a player, it holds something dear to my heart. My license plate says Rebs 87. So there, in essence, is, you know, my belief on being a Rebel.
If he was with us now, Hall of Famer, what would Jerry Karkanen say about all of this?
I'm going to assume that Coach would say the mascot must go. Mm-hmm. Let me preface this by saying I've had conversations because of this situation with J.R. Ryder, who I think you guys should probably speak to, and then a guy named Trent Ossick, who's one of my good friends, his brother Matt. They went to the University of Arizona, and they've been lifelong Rebels. They've been lifelong friends. And to get different perspectives, you start to see. And I told Trent, I'm really impressed by his take on the situation. And I think a lot of people need to sit down and see that you can separate the two. Because the Rebel, for most of us, has a different connotation in the Confederacy and the Down South fight. And I, like I said, I actually did my history check to see the fight that Southern Nevada University had separated itself from the North in terms of the politics of the university system. So that's how deep this thing goes. But again, I'm a Rebel, been a Rebel since I first played there. It's been 30-something years. I think they need to have a serious conversation as they try to remove the nickname, because to me it's a nickname and not the mascot. There's a different thing between Hey Reb to me and what we see as a Rebel basketball player.
UNLV basketball legend Mark Wade here with us on the Press Box Morning Show. I love what you said about that. the conversation is so badly needed. And I think sometimes organizations or even institutions will react to something when forgetting about how inclusive we need to have a conversation, a dialogue, an open forum, something. Because sometimes when you make moves in the dark and not include people, what you're doing is you're kind of diminishing the movement in of itself by just saying, all right, we see a little pushback, we're just going to make a decision and not listen to what really is the problem.
Nobody wants to have a serious conversation because, again, I don't want to do it on this show, but this is the bigger fight of the way America was founded. And if we're all inclusive, then, yes, this conversation needs to happen. But people are afraid to jump into the sensitive waters of where we are today because these conversations are going to make some people feel very uncomfortable. And I've gotten to a point in my life where, and I've been through some things personally, where I'm not afraid of the conversation, but it needs to happen for us to be what this country was supposed to be founded on. We were all supposed to be included in the land of the free. But as I had a chance to sit back and honestly, at 54, observe my life, and observe America as a whole, there are people who are really afraid of where this conversation, where this country is going. But I'm so impressed by this younger generation and the way they mobilize through technology to get out. And it's not just black kids. It's white. It's Asian. It's Mexican. Latino. It is a multitude of groups who are standing together, bonding, realize that this country has to go back and change the system.
Mark Wade here with us on ESPN Las Vegas. When you take a look at like how other campuses are starting to look at their own symbology, whether it's the buildings named after a former Confederate colonel, or you see that we're finding out a lot more about the names behind the buildings that the past of 150 years ago can still be very present if you continue to tribute them and put their names and faces in places where they shouldn't be, especially in public universities.
Most definitely. When you, again, it's things that people have done subtly, but most people don't take time to research. I can honestly tell you guys, I did not fully research rebel history until the last 30 hours. And that's because it was thrown in my face, and then I was asked to have a conversation with someone, and I realized I can't be well-versed in this unless I go find out the history. And as a player, and as most fans, most people who are arguing on the internet have no clue how it all started, right? And this is, again, the microcosm of the bigger picture of America. Most things in this country, people don't want to fully research and ask themselves, okay, well, who actually created it? Who started this? Why was this system set up? Because, again, gentlemen, this isn't the forum for me to have that conversation, but, again, I've become very well-versed and educated on things that this country has to stand and deal with, or we're headed to a place that none of us want to see.
We've heard in the last hour, 48 hours, several people intimate if they're going to change it, if they're going to move on. One nickname we've heard come out is Sharks. Now, we've also talked to people who said, you know what, that's great because everyone would remember Jerry, but that was a really hard time there in the end also, so you'd get mixed feelings. What would you think if tomorrow they're the UNLV Sharks?
We all know that UNLV, let's just talk about the basketball program, because I guess when we identify UNLV sports, we think of the basketball program.
Right.
I was in school with several great football players as well. Icky Woods. Mm-hmm. You know, there were some guys that I played with, Keenan McCarl, that I'm friends with now. It would be hard to swallow, but people in America equate TARC to the university. And mm-hmm. people used to think when they were in that arena, when the chant started and the Jaws theme would start, they thought that was our fight song.
Yeah.
And they thought
yeah.
the symbol of the shark was literally running yeah. Rebel basketball. So now, again, I think a lot of the former players, not just basketball players, football players, and a lot of the alumni, I think this is a greater conversation that I hope they wait to make this decision, talk to people before they make this decision. Because, again, I'm okay because that identifies with TARC, but I also know the political fight that thing is going to bring for some people who don't like Jerry Tarkanian. But the problem for everybody involved, you may not like Coach Tarkanian, but he has an imprint on that university. And the problem for a lot of his former players, and I'm not just talking basketball, is to not put us in a Pandora's box and lock us away. We helped build that university. So I think that, again, I hate to even say that I want the Shark. I know one of the former players, Everett Gray, was sent something and he posted it. The thought of it is actually cool, but I don't equate being a Rebel basketball player with the Confederacy. Now, the mascot, Hey Reb, when you look at it, and I know they said it was a mountain man. That's supposed to be the basis of it. But it looks like the Southern Confederacy. And I'll go back to the first mascot, the wolf. It was dressed in a Confederate Army uniform. And even the helmet at UNLV had the Confederacy symbol on the side. Those things can't fly anymore. But the rebel name, that's a conversation I think a lot of people need to sit down and fully have before they throw this in the bag. But again, I think powers that be may not want to even admit that the 70s and 80s and 90s existed, and that there were some players and a coach who left an indelible imprint on that school for life.
That's Mark Wade, former Rebel great, here with us on ESPN Las Vegas, 85-87, and one of the all-timers for UNLV basketball. It's great hearing that perspective, Mark, because that's one that I think a lot of Rebel players kind of need to at least share. And it's cool to know that even you yourself were like, I need to go back and find the history behind all this all. And I think that's very important, because we are talking about a time in this history, the climate we're in right now, that there is a learning moment that can be had here. There is a way that if we learn this once, that way we don't have to go back to it again and it doesn't repeat itself.
You know what they say, measure twice, cut once. There was a gentleman, and I don't know the year, and I don't want to get it wrong, but there was a black professor of African-American studies who did an actual study about whether it was racist or not. Mm-hmm. And again, I think that's subjective, and people have the right to believe what they want to believe. And again, the internet is such a cruel place because it allows people to sit behind a keyboard and not really have to justify their words, so they spit out things without any knowledge. And that's how far I've gone back. Like I said, they did a study on this, and I'm not here to speak for anybody. I just wish they would have a full conversation before they dismantle their rebel name. Again, you're not going to be able to change what was, and I know the way society is leaning that this thing has to change, but I think we as a society, including UNLV, need to have these conversations about race and injustice, and then you can make decisions about names and things, but there are buildings and statues that definitely need to be taken down on a lot of places throughout the United States. But there are a bunch of people who don't want to change the past because it's going to dismantle their belief of who they are, and then we'll all have to be equal.
Mark, correct me if I'm wrong before we let you go. Was that Dr. Rainer Spencer? I think Dr. Rainer Spencer, it must have been a 60-page report. I mean, it was very detailed as to the point of, was this racist or not?
Yes, it was very comprehensive. Like I said, and this conversation, just through a text message I got, started me to reading. And I wish and pray that most people connected to the university who have passion for the university go look and check the history. Mm-hmm. And then also sit down with either some boosters, sit down with a bunch of former players, and have this heated discussion, because they're going to get both sides. And again, Trent Ostick and J.R. Ryder both said, and Everett Gray both posted things and said things, and we went back and forth. And I don't do the Facebook bathroom back and forth, but I'm good friends with Trent. But it was eye-opening to hear different perspectives, because I know the Ostick family. I know their history in Las Vegas. So they were there from the inception of the team. Now, Matt and Trent were born in, you know, in the 70s or late 60s and 70s, but they know the history. They've seen it from beginning to end, and I think there's a deep conversation that needs to be had by all. And I appreciate you guys having me on this morning.
Well, it's conversations like this that we need now more than ever, Mark, and I'm glad that you were able to lend your perspective and really shed a light on this at a time that's most needed. Let's do this again when this thing starts to pan out a little bit further, because we'd like to see how further this goes.
Let me say to you guys, please keep, not just me, there are a bunch of former players who would like to have an impact on that university, not in the in making changes, but just to make them aware that we exist and we would like to see not only the basketball program, but all the sports program. I'm a football head. I went to the University of Oklahoma as a freshman. People don't realize I went there because I love football, and I still am a Sooner at heart. So there are a bunch of former players who would like to connect and do what we can to help raise that whole stature of that university, because it means something to us.
Well, we've had that conversation many times, wondering, like, maybe there's a disconnect somewhere along the lines, but we don't see enough former greats coming back to the program, and I think maybe this is the start of something good. At least we could start there.
I think it definitely is. I think the wounds that have been opened in America have also opened the floodgates for people to now being okay with communicating. I know I spent a lot of years being angry, not only at the university, but some other things that have took place during my time at UNLV, and now as a grown man, I've spent time putting the anger aside and saying to myself, how can I articulate the passion of a former player so they can understand that we can have a voice to help the university and not hurt it? And I think the disconnect with what happened in the 90s and early 2000s, early night with Coach has left a dark cloud over a lot of people. But at some point, you got to LIG it, and you got to be able to sit at the table and have a discussion and say, what can we do for you, and what can you do for us, and let's help each other.
Mark, we appreciate it, man. Let's do this again real soon, okay?
Thanks, Mark.
Ed and Clay, thank you guys, man.
Take a minute.
Thank you.
Mark Wide with us here, legend at UNLV, and he has his thoughts. And it's great to get the thoughts and perspectives, especially of guys who played there and know that university as well as anyone. And he's put in a lot of thought on this last 30 to 48 hours.
If we're going to get anywhere with this, we have to hear from former players. That's all there is to it. It's the Press Box Morning Show here on ESPN Las Vegas. When we come back, it's time for Liquor World presents What's on Tap with Jarrah Starkus, featuring a Father's Day cocktail with Chamucos Tequila.
This report is brought to you by Paul Pata Law. It's not about the injury, it's about the recovery.
Update on that accident, 95 northbound at Eastern. All lanes now have been reopened. That's the only